4 months later. Chapter 4. 4 months. 127 days, to be exact. That's how long my brother had been in prison for a crime he did not commit. I stood on the steps of the courthouse, ignoring my partner, trying to decide if my maths was correct. It was. As I waited, staring down at my ridiculous high heels, listening to the shouts of the crowd nearby, another day of Sam's life was being lost. I drew hard on my cigarette, clutched the stupid pink handbag into my side. The passing seconds were agony, waiting for the court to open once again on the circus that was the Georges River killer case. Another day I would fail to bring him home. I am a sex crimes detective with the Sydney Police. I used to think I was pretty good at my job, versatile, adaptable. I had a keen sense for bad men, and I wasn't afraid of bending the rules to make them admit what they were. A cracked tooth here, broken finger there. I made men tremble in their seats. Harriet Blue. Terror at 5'2". While I was the natural enemy of the caged rape suspect, I could be also soft and gentle enough to coax a tiny bruised child into revealing what his or her abuser had done, when no amount of coddling and bargaining by trained psychologists had struck pay dirt. But 4 months earlier, my own colleagues had left the police station where I worked on their way to make the biggest arrest of their careers. A man they believed was a vicious serial killer who had tortured and murdered 3 university students. No amount of intuition or skill or training had prepared me for the fact that that man was my own flesh and blood. Sam's case was all the nation was talking about. The newspapers were calling him Australia's worst serial killer, and that was no small claim. Every article compared him with the fiends who'd taken up the mantle before him. Ivan Millet, the backpacker murderer, Arnold Soderman, the schoolgirl strangler, Eric...